Welcome to Holistic Man Podcast, where we explore the journey of holistic wellness, personal growth, and mindful living. I'm your host, Kenneth Berenson, and today we are diving deep into topics that matter. Whether you're a holistic leader, therapist, life coach, or someone on a path to a more balanced life, this podcast is your sanctuary for inspiration, alchemy, and insight. Visit us at holisticmen.co for more resources and to join our community. Let's get started. Today, I want to talk about the unseen realm. It is this place where I feel I have had most confusion about, because I've thought that I'm receiving messages from God or from the divine or from my inner being or whatever you want to call it. And sometimes that's the case, but sometimes it's not the case. And really getting clear on this is very important to get. When you are in a low frequency, meaning, and when do you know? First of all, maybe you feel bad. Second of all, maybe you are getting thoughts and suggestions that are less than positive. If you do, then you are on the lowerish spectrum, or you're on the way down, or just know where you're at. If you're getting thoughts of a positive nature, things that are uplifting, good ideas, good thoughts, then that means that you are in a high frequency emanating from your being. Most of the times, if you don't do anything, you are most likely being dragged by suggestions of what to do and what not to do. And these things are what comes from conditioning, culture, lineage, things like that. Friends, suggestions, movies. All of these things are there, taking you, unless you deliberately do something else. And the people that are deliberately doing something else, they know it. It's either creating something that's of art. Art, like, that's a really good way to channel that energy and actually make your impression into this reality. And it can be coding, it can be any kind of creation. It doesn't have to be pen and paper. There is something to the more physical you are. So there is something to that. Just know that there is a difference. I've spent so much time on the computer right now, lately, and it's almost all I'm doing because I'm creating so much. It's easy for me to get off if I don't balance all this computer technology with grounding exercises like exercise or doing something physical, gardening work, anything to balance out my energy. To avoid going down in frequency, here's what you do. First of all, you make sure where you're at and you don't lie to yourself. Don't do what I did, which is think that I'm in a high frequency and I'm actually not. Do this instead. Actually identify what you're feeling. And the thing is, it doesn't have to be so straight, like you're either high or you're low. Sometimes there are nuances in the moment. Just start to notice those nuances when you go up, when you go down, and start to feel into what that is. And then you deliberately do things that make you feel good. We're creating a new operating system. So that's the base operating system. You are either feeling good or you're not. If you're not feeling good, that does not mean it's someone else. That does not mean that, oh, that person is what got me to feel this way. No, there are energies in this unseen realm. You can actually depict them as separate, because they are separate in that realm. Everything is God, yes. Everything is divine, yes. However, how do we maneuver that when we are in different stages of life, and certain things gets us to feel bad and certain things gets us to feel happy. And so identifying what those are and then realizing that, okay, this is where I'm at. Let's say that you have identified something that you don't feel good about. Okay, so how can we change that? This is where we go back into, how can you find enjoyment of where you're at right now? That's the first. Just be okay with what is. Just be okay with what is going on right now. Regardless of what that is. Maybe it's completely not the way you want. But look for things that are okay. So I'm breathing. That's a good one. Just figure out what is it that you're actually liking about this moment. And then start to look for things that you are grateful for. Things like that. If you are religious and you pray, go pray. Praying or chanting or meditating, all of those things, yoga, all of them are actually filling up your good feelings. It's like a good feeling bank, and then it carries you, but then it needs to be filled with good feelings so that you deliberately know that you're going in the right direction. So these are the things that are almost inherent when you're a kid, but when you grow up and you start, and all of these things start to take a toll on you, life starts to rip you apart a little bit, and then you get yourself back together again and you keep going. Just know that, put back into your piggy bank of good feelings to make sure that you're moving in the right direction. Identifying thoughts is also key. Knowing that, okay, if I feel like crap, don't listen to your thoughts, because those thoughts will not be helpful. Sometimes if you're in this middle stage, you're not in a high vibration, you're not in a low, you're just kind of neutral, which is completely fine. That's a good place to be. Sometimes you can hear both sides. You can hear the lower kind of wanting you to either take a nap or just do that tomorrow, or you don't have to exercise today, or all of those things are trying to take you down in something that is less than what you actually want to do, which will bring more energy to you because you are actually injecting more of joy into this reality. So I'm working on how to present this in a way that makes sense and that will help you to navigate the different frequencies that you can encounter. And knowing that is very important, so that you know how to maneuver when you are not in a good space and you know, okay, I need to do something here. There's something not quite right. Let me take a pause and let's just regroup so that I'm in harmony with myself and I'm ready to continue moving forward towards my goal and my dream. If you like this content, please show your appreciation by leaving a comment, share what you felt, give a like, share with a friend, and I'll see you in the next one. Ciao. Thank you for joining me on the Holistic Men podcast. I hope that today's episode has inspired you to take steps towards a more mindful and balanced life. Don't forget to join us at holisticmen.co. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe, rate, and leave a review. Your feedback helps reach more people on their holistic journey. Until next time, stay mindful and be well.